This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
So I'm assuming, Hoff, this was from this morning, just a little while ago.
Yeah, he had a Zoom at 10, and okay. they started putting out clips.
All right, so here's Kafka first on the decision to move on from defensive coordinator Shane Bowen.
So, made the tough decision today to let Shane go as our defensive coordinator. And effective immediately, we're gonna let Charlie Bowen run the defense as our defensive coordinator. I got a lot of faith in Charlie, and, obviously these decisions aren't easy. And Shane's a good person. He's a good man. He's a good coach. Just the results just weren't where we wanted them to be. And so Charlie's going to kind of step up for us and rally the group. The defensive staff will rally around Charlie and put together a great plan. I got a lot of confidence in the room and a lot of confidence in our staff to do that.
I mean, what else are you going to say? I mean, I respect it. You want a, good man. I'm sure he is. Good coach. That was a little bit more debatable.
Good man, I'd stop there.
Yeah, I think that's coaching 101. You say what he said.
All right, now let's do a pretend play here. So if I were if I were on the Zoom, because this was not in the crowd, if I were on the Zoom, this is what I would say. Yeah, Mike Salicotti here, WFAN. The question I think, everybody wants to know is, what the hell took you so long?
What changed since last night? I believe you were asked. I wasn't there, but I believe you were asked last night about Shane, and you said he had a lot of confidence in Shane going forward.
I just had an opportunity to watch the tape, look back at a few weeks, watch a lot of the defense, watch a lot of what was kind of going on, the communication, and just felt like this was the right time to do it. When I got the job. Quickly, I didn't want to make a lot of rash decisions and jump to anything really quick. I wanted to have some time to sit back, evaluate it, look at it, and kind of figure out what the best thing to do was. So, wanted to be calculated in how I handled it. And, I thought that today was the right time.
What? Hoff butchered that bit right there.
I did.
It was supposed to go right to the Kafka answer, but whatever.
I'm sorry, Steve.
Either way, you get the point. Bowen's fired. Kafka, man. I respect the fact, BT, that he made the decision. Now, I would assume on first level when I learn about this, I'm thinking, well, somebody finally stepped in and said enough's enough with Bowen, but I'm glad that it seems like it comes from Kafka himself.
Yeah, and I think it's also smart not to just get elevated and then just make rash changes. Now, I'm sure he had a strong opinion of the job that Shane Bowen was doing when he was watching as the offensive coordinator. It's not like he was on a different planet. I'm sure he was frustrated as well, saying to himself, man, I would do this, or if I'm running the show, I'd get rid of him. But I think that smart people are more analytical and just give it a little bit of time before you make that tough decision. Listen, I don't know, every Giant fan might not want this, but there's still a decent amount of football left. There's a primetime game. There's a bye week, which you're going to have a couple of practices. You got four more games, a couple in the division here. Not that it means anything in terms of the record, but it does mean something in terms of perception. So I think that Kafka is about self-preservation, clearly, trying to get the job long-term and trying to get the building healthy. And I think it would have been very tough to be healthy if Shane Bowen was around a lot longer, with all due respect.
WFAN NFL Football, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. John is in Hartford, Connecticut. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, guys. Thanks for my call. Hey, Sal. You know I love you, but you're throwing a little gas on the fire this morning. I know you're loving it, but I kind of go with BT. Give me a moment to kind of go with the BT side with a little bit of a twist. I think we should stay the course with Joe Shane. I think the change that I would make would bring in a veteran head coach like a Mike McCarthy and keep Kafka on as OC. And he's kind of like the head coach in waiting. He's only 38 years old. I agree with BT.
But then you got to hire him, John. He's not going to stay here under Mike McCarthy, nor would McCarthy want that.
Can I just finish? Sal, give me a minute. Let me finish here, okay? Let's all just communicate here. Get everybody in a room and say, listen, and the mayor is never going to listen. I like the direction, but here's what I like to happen. And put a feeler out to McCarthy to say, hey, I want McCarthy to be the head coach and Kafka to stay as the offense coordinator, knowing that in the future, Kafka's going to have this job, okay? Number one. Number two, I want to go back out and reach out to Wink Martindale in Michigan and bring his ass back in and start working with the talent we have and let Joe Shane work on putting a heavy defensive draft that's going to work with a Wink Martindale scheme, and then let's go and give him a run next year because I think we'd have both sides of the ball corrected. We can make big progress. Your thoughts?
BT, go ahead. You take this. He wants to partner with you.
That's a lot of...
Thanks for the call, John.
Things that just will not happen. I mean, I think Wink hates the Giants. Now, I know that disdain is for the guy who's no longer here. He's not coming back, number one. See, you talk about a succession plan, which I'm good with. But this is not like John Shire or Duke with Coach K, who you know is eventually going to ride off into the sunset, and you just kind of sit on that next seat knowing that when Coach K retires, it's your job. Now, Mike McCarthy is not young, but he's not older like Pete Carroll. And like if the Giants would have, if it would have been Pete, and Pete's not doing a good job now, but if it was a Pete Carroll, 74-year-old coach, or Belichick, which is not going to happen either, that's a little more plausible. But first of all, and I like McCarthy, and I would hire McCarthy, okay? But if they bring in McCarthy, even if Kafka decided to stay on for 1 year, he's going to eventually, because Dart's, they're gonna do well the offense, and then Kafka's going to be in the cycle next year and probably get hired. He's not going to wait for 5 years, so it just doesn't add up, and there's no way that Wink is coming back. That's wacky.
John, were so many points that you made during the course of that phone call that were, I mean, flat out hideous. I don't even know where to begin. With all due respect, I respect your fandom, and we appreciate listening and taking the time to call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Those are horrible ideas, one after the next after the next. First of all, starting with Joe Shane, stay the course with Joe Shane. Think about, when you go back and listen to this on the free Odyssey app because you want to hear yourself calling. I used to do the same thing you said, but we didn't have the Odyssey app.
We had to tape it.
Yeah, I would.
We had to
put
perfect.
I'd put the cassette tape in the deck, record it, hear Mike and the Mad Dog yelling at each other. Then I'd get on the horn. I'd go back and play it. I love it. So when you go back and listen to yourself say that you want to, quote, stay the course with Joe Shane, maybe you could hear what I heard. and how insane that sounds after another 2-10 start to their season in year four. But if we go beyond that, let's just say that I'll grant you, okay, you want Shane, fair enough. You can't hire Mike McCarthy, who is known for his offense. That's what Mike McCarthy does. And then force Mike Kafka on him. It just doesn't work. It's got to be one or the other. We didn't get to that part of the equation. I'm trying to get there. Shane, and then he wants McCarthy and Kafka to stay on, and then Wink Martindale. But if you want to hire Kafka, that's also your choice too. You want to keep Shane, fine. You want to hire Kafka, fine. But you can't have McCarthy and Kafka. It doesn't make any sense. McCarthy would never come here if he had Kafka forced on him,
yeah.
And Kafka wouldn't stay here if Mike McCarthy were hired to be the head coach.
Massive points for creativity, 0 points for plausibility.
Sonny is in Malvern. What's up, Sonny?
Sonny.
Hey, guys. Once again, Carl Banks doing a great job killing the Giants, killing Barnes and Lawrence specifically. For Barnes taking himself out of the game, I don't understand that. At key points of the game, makes a good play the next play, he's coming out of the game. And Lawrence, obviously, for being out. I heard they said he was nicked up, but come on, guys. I mean, nicked up? This is the NFL here. And Sal, you're way off on the Giants' talent. Listen, they had a third-string quarterback play 2 games, right? Wilson, who's god-awful, played 3 games. And a rookie quarterback played the rest of the games. And they played, 8 out of those teams that they played are 2 or more wins over 500. And they not only, you know, were in those games, but they dominated some of those games. So, listen, I know the players got to take accountability. But, listen, I think the Giants have a great future. 2 number-one seeds, guys, the Eagles and the Browns, only gave up 30 points to one team. Guess who that team is?
Sonny.
The Giants.
Sonny.
And the
Patriots. Sonny, and the Sonny,
Bears.
Sonny, you're thinking.
What was their record last year,
Sonny,
Sal?
Here's what I would say is you got to raise your expectations.
What was the Patriots and the Bears record last year? 4 wins and 5 wins. Where are they now?
Yeah,
first place in their division.
Yeah,
okay?
And we'll see how good it is. I don't believe in the Bears being any good, and the Patriots have been good, but push comes to shove in the postseason, I think there are teams that are better. You wish it could be that good. You wish
you
that that's going to be the case.
You don't believe in this team, Sal, going forward next year? You don't think they can win 11 games?
No, I don't.
Oh
no,
my
I don't.
God.
Call me crazy. Yeah, oh, my
oh,
God.
You're crazy,
Sonny,
Sal. You're crazy.
Add up how many years it's taken them to win 11 games total over the last three.
They got their quarterback now, Sal. You don't understand that.
Right.
They have their quarterback.
No, I do understand. Where is he?
He's hurt.
Okay. And
he can't get hurt.
How
many quarterbacks are hurt in the NFL?
Okay.
Every other week there's a quarterback.
So what if that happens again next year? Then what are you going to do with those 11 wins? Like, Sonny, come back down to earth for me, please. Good God. Am I not seeing the same thing? Like, are you guys not watching these games? They're 2-10 again. I'm watching the games on Sunday. Are you not? You seeing good in that? I mean, holy crap, guys. I'm not saying that it can't turn around. I'm saying, how do you have the balls to sit here and with confidence say that they're going to win 11 games next year? Add up how many games this team has won the last 3 years. You don't even know who their head coach is. You don't even know who's running things next year. And you're going to sit here and say they're going to win 11 games next year? Based on what?
Jesus.
Oh, my God, dude.
Sonny, the crazy thing is I'm more with Sonny than you.
You that don't goes think they're winning 11 games
No,
next
I'm
year.
Not going to attach it. I didn't even
hear
that. Did he say 11?
I almost just
cursed. Did he actually say 11?
Yeah, he said 11.
All right, no, I'm not attaching definitive, you know, win totals. That's ridiculous. So if he would have attached a contingency to it, this is where, Sonny, you lose me a little bit, right? Because I'm largely with you, with neighbors, with Cam, with Dart, with a better O-line, with, you know, with a little more personnel in the secondary, with some better coaching, and those are big things. But you've got to attach that contingency. When you talk about the Patriots, they got Vrabel, and Drake May plays every week and is good. The Bears got Ben Johnson. Look what Ben Johnson's done for Caleb Williams. So I'm going to leave the door ajar, again, much more than my partner, but I can't, you know, start shouting from the mountaintop until I see what the hell they do at head coach.
By the way, we heard the same thing last year. Everybody said the same thing last year. You and I debated about this. Oh, Russell Wilson. Oh, that defense. They're going to be better. They're going to be better. The owner said, if I'm in the same spot next year, something's gone wrong. It's the same thing. I heard the same stuff a year ago. And the difference is, that was when we didn't know that they had the quarterback. Now they actually do have the quarterback. And they still can't win football games. I'm not saying it's impossible to turn around. Obviously, look at the league. The way the league is set up is to where you can have teams that struggle from one year and then play well the next. And yeah, obviously there are some pieces to be excited about. The arrogance from a fan base that has not seen any success for a decade plus is astounding. Like, guys, you got to come back to me here. Either you have to get a grasp of reality or raise your expectations. But to say that this Giants team is going to win 11 games next year without knowing who the general manager is going to be, who the head coach is going to be, is just completely asinine to absurd levels.
What curse did you almost say?
S-word. I was going to say, we said the same S last year.
Same bleep last year. All right, so you ready? Real fast. I know we got to break. Tennessee, Giants, New Orleans, Jets, Vegas, Browns. Those are right now, as per Tankathon, the order, all right, of the draft, 1 through 6. Titans, Giants, Saints, Jets, Vegas, Browns. The difference, and I kind of hit on this a little bit earlier, more thoroughly, if you want to go check it out on the Free Odyssey app. The difference for me, which is why I'm a little bit more, was that Sonny?
Yeah.
With Sonny, not totally with Sonny, but more with Sonny than you. All those teams, one has a quarterback, and that's the Giants. And you look at Tennessee, their guy stinks. The Saints have to find one. The Jets have to find one. The Raiders have to find one. And the Browns have to find one. So the Giants can at least attack this offseason without trying to find the quarterback. Now, they got other things that they got to find. If they do, I think they could take a nice jump. I mean, 11 wins, I wouldn't say that. But if certain things pop for the Giants, and I don't think they're like home runs. They have to hit a couple of doubles this offseason. If they do this time next year, Giants are in the wild card conversation.
By the way, like, we forget where I was at versus where you were at midway through this season. The Broncos' performance to me, even with the loss, was I didn't think that they had a chance to compete in that game because I thought Denver was on a different level. At that point, I was saying, I think that this team can compete here and legitimately get themselves into the playoff picture in the NFC. And then it just continued to get worse and worse and worse to the level that we're at now with this team. So I'm not saying I can't see good things here. I'm not saying that it's impossible to turn it around. What I am saying is you got to be realistic. And a lot of that thought process was in place a year ago. And look at where we are now. So you don't know what's... Can they hire the head coach first? Can they make a decision on who the GM is going to be? Good God. BT and Sal
on the bench. Joe Shane.
We'll work at some... Yeah, exactly. We'll work at some baseball when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.